Well, Ollie, how do you sum that one up tonight?
Difficult. We certainly didn't. Well, I put it this way to you: when you don't score, you don't deserve to get anything out of the game. But probably it was a sucker punch at the end when we didn't even get a point, to put it that way, to you. But that's it. You know, you know, disappointed. That's three games in a row now that we haven't scored in. Yeah, it's probably a point loss, but we didn't score. You know, some people are saying we let 3 points go. We didn't. We didn't score, whether, you know, we had 10 men or 11 men. And obviously disappointing to take a 1-0 defeat as opposed to maybe a point, Dermot.
Yeah, and there were plenty of chances that came Harps' way. No real great openings, but plenty of opportunities.
Look, we huffed and we puffed. We had a lot of half chances. We, I think a few fell to Rory Keating in both halves there. Had we taken one, we might have gone on to win comfortably. But to be fair to Shamrock Rovers, they ran their luck a little. And, you know, they hit us on a counter-attack there, which, the same point, you know, is that we still didn't score. You know, should we have drawn that game, I'd probably be saying the same thing to you, that, you know, that's three games in a row now with all the chances we've had, tonight included, we haven't put one away. So that's disappointing, Germany. Yeah.
And the winning goal, Ollie, it came out of nothing, really, and disappointing for the goalkeeper too.
Yeah, Kamara, look, it's disappointing for all of us. It was a throw-in that we didn't deal with initially. We got caught at left-back with a throw-in, and it was maybe a cross-come shot that was spilt over the line. But look, you know, that's it. You know, the other end of the field probably is equally to blame that we didn't put one of our chances away. So there's no point in pointing any fingers, Dermot. They're all in together or in there. You know, obviously a disappointed lot. So am I. But we'll knuckle down. We're in again tomorrow morning and we'll prepare for a League Cup game in Galway on Monday, Dermot.
And what about the sending off, Ollie? That was the other big talking point
for
tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a number of sendings off that we've had. You know, it's not like that we feel we have a problem with discipline in any manner. To be fair to Packy, he's apologised for it out there. I still don't think, you know, at the time it was nil all. I still don't think it was a factor in the goal. It might have been a factor that we didn't go and push, you know, with set pieces because he was important to us. But look, it's a run of maybe a number of players that have been out. That's Josh that's been out a long while. Keith Cowan is still out till next Saturday night. That's Packy. He's going to serve a couple of matches, which is disappointing. Like, we need everyone on board to try and, you know, move up the table here. And, you know, it's something that we'll have to deal with, but we'll deal with it. Yeah.
So you're struggling for a bit of form, Ollie? Not picking up too many points and not scoring too many goals?
Yeah, you hit it in a nutshell there. Obviously, the fact that we haven't scored in three games is the most worrying feature of it. I think we've created enough chances. I thought tonight we were quite on it. So last weekend in Waterford, while we got nothing out of it, I was disappointed. I wasn't as disappointed with our energy tonight, our honesty. We were quite honest, maybe with limitations and maybe without, maybe, you know, a huge, maybe threatening in the final third, that type of way. But I was happy enough with the honesty in it compared to last Friday. It's just maybe the sucker punch at the end or the fact that we didn't break them down for all the position we had.
Right. So can I ask you, I mean, Monday night now brings a League Cup fixture away to Galway. It's going to be another difficult test, but perhaps maybe that's something you need now, a bit of respite from the league programme.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. We'll be looking at, you know, the Galway game in Cherryland. We're down there the following Friday week in a league game. So, you know, we'll be shaking things up a little bit on Monday. You know, win, lose or draw tonight, we're going to shake things up, obviously. You know, there's even more of the reason too. There's a lot of lads that maybe didn't get time on the pitch up to now, and, you know, they'll get a little bit of time on Monday and see where that takes us. So, you know, it'll be tight in Galway. I watched them last weekend in Longford. I think they won again tonight against Waterford, from what I heard in there. You know, they'll be up there thereabouts in the league. But we'll go and enjoy Monday, see what we can get out of it, try and get a goal to start with. And we'll take that into Cove next weekend.
Yeah, because these games, they get no easier, Ollie. You've got three now away from home again.
We do, yeah. No, come here, they come thick and fast. And in a day like today, when you get beaten with a sucker punch, it's kind of the good thing that at least, you know, that we're not waiting for a couple of weeks, you know, moaning and groaning about our performance or our lack of scoring. And, you know, already we'll move on tomorrow morning. We have them in and we'll move on to Galway on Monday. So at least that type of way, you know, they come thick and fast. And it mightn't be a bad thing, Gerard.
Okay.